Hey, it's Andrew. I'm just setting the stage for this announcement. First of all, it's good. This isn't bad. I know seeing a thing that's just called the announcement must be terrifying. This is ridiculous great news that you're about to hear. This is something that was recorded back in December. It has been in the works for quite a while, and I'm so excited that we could finally talk about it. This is, if you remember, quite a while ago, there's an episode where at the end of it, I discussed something with everyone, and I said that if we couldn't release it, then we'd edit it and put it out later. It is now a time we can release it. Get ready for an announcement that is absurd that I can't wait for you to hear. And I will be back on the back end just to clarify, because I don't remember necessarily the specifics of what was talked about, but just to clear up the details of what exactly this announcement entails. Thank you so much. Love you. Bye.
You know what we can record is your thing that you wanted to talk about. Go for it.
Okay. So, recently, talking about Let's Plays, we recorded a Let's Play and none other than the game of the year, Ratty Boy, Ratty Boy, everyone's favorite, tiny little rat, cute little guy. Everyone loves him. Great character. Great personality. Nick's on board.
Oh, yeah.
It's changed my way how I view weights. Whenever I see weights now, I think of Ratty Boy and his struggle is climbing. So, obviously, that was so much fun making that video. It was a disaster. I was dying. Nick was dying. Gavin got sick. Eric was annoyed. It was perfect. It was a perfect video.
You can watch it now on Let's Play as well.
Yeah. You can. Yes. You can watch it on the YouTube channel. You can watch it on first. But I was curious because I was like, this is such a ridiculous game. Who made this? Like, that's one of the things I love about the game is there's no credits on it. It just, you see like a developer, but you can't. I couldn't find anyone that had credit towards Ratty Boy that had it, that like claimed I made this. And so I did some research and I found out it was made by a company named 909 Games, and it was published by a company called Weak Fish Studios. And so I reached out to Weak Fish Studios. It was like, hey, could you put me in touch with anyone at 909 Games? I'd love to talk to them. Just in like any aspect, like I can't find anything on who these people are. And they replied, 909 Games is an internal studio within us. We're technically 909 Games. It's all the same. And I said, that's fantastic. I would like to buy the Ratty Boy IP from you and completely own the rights of the character Ratty Boy. And that was their reply, Eric, was what? What are you talking about? This is unexpected. Why? Like, what are you offering? And so I've been planning this for a few days now. I've been going back and forth with the guy that owns Weak Fish, trying to secure the rights to Ratty Boy. Now, originally it was full, just I own the character from this point forward, but then that wasn't. I couldn't offer a lot as a person for that. So we're looking at more of like a Spider-Man deal situation where we would have the rights to Ratty Boy in every context outside of video games. But they continue to make Ratty Boy games, and that's their life. So I've been active in negotiations. It's kind of cooled off a little bit recently. I was hoping to have this deal closed. But I wrote a press release for us to post on social to announce our big character acquisition if it were to take place. And there is no better way to celebrate an acquisition than with a t-shirt. So I reached out to our good friend Tony about coordinating a shirt
that
we could we could release at launch. And so as you're a rat, Eric. You love rats. So this is the original design I had mocked up. I gave some instruction. This is what we came up with.
No!
Had to pick between one or the other.
No!
So some great options. Wonderful art by Tobin as choices.
Very I hate you. I hate you, and I hate Writing Boy. I don't want him. Give him back. Give him back to me. I don't want him.
Very shortly after, I got a finalized version of the shirts. I said which one I wanted. So we have a variety to pick from. Unfortunately, red was not available as a print on demand, so these are the two shirts that will ultimately be available if I am able to close this deal, which it has gone a little bit cold these last few days.
It's the holidays, man. It's the holidays.
It is the holidays.
If we don't get it, should we just sell that shirt with, like, redacted over Ratey Boy's face?
What? Just change him to fucking Bart Simpson. I hate him. I hate him.
So, I don't know why, because you're number one ratty, ratty boys, clearly, as it says. You guys love each other. You're always hanging out.
Him. I don't want him. I hate this.
You have the chance to be friends with an IP, Eric. Look how much you love Ratey Boy on that t-shirt.
I hate Ratey Boy. I hate him so much.
You know what? We were never able to successfully secure IP for the Smashing Sportsman. Mm-hmm. Maybe Ratey Boy is our superhero protector.
That was my thought.
Want Ratey Boy. Give him back. Give him back to the studio.
We're trying to. I wrote a press release. I emailed Jordan Levin about this to see if he would like to. I wanted to see if he wanted to provide a quote about our exciting acquisition if it were to happen, and he very politely declined, which I respect.
You don't say. An actual businessman? Yeah.
So this is this is business. I have a press release. I'm about to read right here. Ratty Boy news release. Great excitement. We hear it. Face announced something truly spectacular. In entertainment, whether we're talking movies, sports, or games, the need for iconic characters has never been more essential. It's very rare for an iconic character to be available, but I'm thrilled to say that Andrew Payton and the amazing team at Weakfish Studios have come to an agreement on an industry-changing deal. From this point onward, all IP rights outside of video games for everyone's favorite rat, Ratey Boy, belong to Andrew Payton. Weakfish will continue to support known the video game side of creating excellent Ratty Boy games that we are excited to see in the future. We wish them nothing but the best in the future, and what this means for us at Face and Uniform is the immediate inclusion of the greatest rat ever seen into our family. The future has never looked brighter for Ratty Boy, so to celebrate this monumental day, allow me to reveal this launch reveal shirt. It features our new hero alongside his number one fan, Eric Bedour. We're so excited to deepen the Ratey Boy lore and hope you're excited as we are for the future as it comes. Long live the number one rat game. Long live the number one rat. Long live Ratey Boy. Sincerely, F-face. So that is what I've been up to. I don't know if this deal will close by then, so I wanted to put this at the end of the show. So if we need to edit it, and I'm hoping it will come too, and we'll figure it out, but...
I wonder if the Warner Discovery stock will go up when the acquisition hits the news.
Andrew, you are just the gift that keeps on giving. Oh, what a visionary. It's going to be ideas like this that lead us to success in the future. Thank you so much.
Of course.
I like that he's, once again, deploying people all over the company and also emailing.
The general manager?
Emailing the head of Rooster Teeth. Who, you know, has tons going on all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
hey, can you provide a quote for Ratty Boy Adventures? We might get him. What? Who? What?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that shirt.
Man. Oh,
I hate him.
So.
I hate him so much.
I'm glad.
What have you thought about one of the things you want to, like, how you want to expand the Ratey Boy universe, Andrew?
I mean, we could do so much.
Because we can do
shirts. We could do Ratey Boy technically doesn't have a voice. Eric could be the voice of Ratey Boy.
Yeah, we could do narratives. We could do radio plays. We could do comics. Like, there's no end of.
And so much we could do.
Yeah.
He could even show up in our smut.
Oh, I wonder what kind of surprises we'll have in the smut. Who knows who'll show up in our smut?
This sucks. Insane.
I want to see an Ian Ratey Boy face is what I want to see. Like, there's countless.
Oh, God.
Non-standard.
Merry Christmas, Eric.
Yeah, thanks, man. What a way to What a way to end the year and ring in the new one just with this insane shit that somehow has found its way to me. Jesus Christ.
So if you're listening to this and you're not 100% sure what's going on, you should really watch the Rady Boy Let's Play over on the Let's Play YouTube channel or on the Rooster Teeth channel. It's one of the better ones we've done, and they're all good. Don't get me wrong, but this one's like a good plus.
Also, buy the shirt. It will be available if you're listening to this. It is ready to launch.
Look forward to.
You think the deal's gonna be closed by then?
Well, if it is, it might. Like, it'll be very quick. Like, everything is ready to deploy all of this. It's just I need an agreement with them.
And look forward to the sometime in 2025 the Rady Boy graphic novel. It's just like Tenten, but he's a rat.
If you're wondering when all of this is recorded and if we know if there's a deal, in the middle of this, I tweeted, I hate Rady Boy, I hate him. So find that. That's where it is being explained to me that I'm on a shirt with this little fuck. This sucks.
I'm so excited for the beginning of phase one of the Rady Boy universe.
Hey, guys, let's not overdo it by phase four like Marvel did. Let's learn from their mistakes.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
We gotta treat this IP preciously. We can't just be cranking out Rady Boy shit.
God, that shirt just means so little to most of the planet.
To so many. Never has a shirt meant so little to so many.
Oh fuck.
Oh my god. Oh, I love it so much.
Yeah.
Well, bye.
Well, we already said goodbye, so we can just stop talking.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Hey, so just to clarify the finer points of the deal, now that it is done and locked in, we acquired the media and merchandising rights for Rady Boy. While Weakfish still has all the video game stuff, they're going to continue to make great games with Rady Boy that I'm so excited to see what will be next. And we have the ability to implement him into our other content as well as merch. And, he's going to be the greatest mascot that anyone's ever seen. So get excited for that. I know I am. I can't believe that this is a thing that came together. I love how much it annoys Eric. It's just all around one of the best things that could have happened. So thank you so much for supporting us and allowing us to do these crazy things that we do. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you're as excited about all of this as we are. It's totally ridiculous. Once again, love you. Bye.